KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, it's cloudy and 3 degrees above zero on Atlantic. We look for a possibility of some flurries today, otherwise partly cloudy skies and a high of only 10. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. In Western Iowa news, a 23-year-old man has been convicted of attacking a 19-year-old woman at a rest stop off of Interstate 29 near Ottawa. The office of the Monona County Sheriff's Attorney says, or the Monona County Attorney says, that Mark Bidzon was accused of taking the woman into a stall in the woman's restroom, threatening her with a knife and sexually assaulting her. The crime occurred on December 17, 2010. A jury convicted Bidzon on Tuesday. His sentencing has not yet been scheduled. Bidzon was convicted in 2006 of a sexual assault in Natrona County, Wyoming, as well. News time is 8:01.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa says a former Illinois resident who's been living in New Zealand has been given 5 years probation for not paying child support for his children living in Adair County. Authorities say 50-year-old Greg Singer, a doctor of osteopathic medicine, was also ordered to pay $209,000 in restitution to the Iowa Child Support Recovery Unit for delinquent payments owed Singer's former wife for the support of her and their four children. U.S. Attorney Nicholas Kleinfeld in Des Moines says that Singer once lived in Rock Island, Illinois, but had moved to New Zealand and had been working as a physician at a medical center in Napier, New Zealand. Singer was ordered to surrender his U.S. passport and start making payments for the two children who still live with their mother in Greenfield. An audit shows that the former city clerk in Taylor County, the town of Conway, was responsible for over $32,000 in embezzled or misused funds. State Auditor David Vaught said Wednesday that Nicole Paul literally drained the city's bank account.
In fact, the investigation started because the city received a call from the bank that they had insufficient funds to clear a check that was written on the city's account. So $32,000 for a small city of approximately 40 people is a big impact.
The report says that Paul confessed that she embezzled around $21,000 by writing checks to herself.
Our investigation covered approximately 8 years from October 2002 into early 2011. She was terminated once the investigation started, and she admitted that she had embezzled money from the city.
A copy of the auditor's report has been filed with the Taylor County Attorney's Office and other state and local agencies for consideration of possible charges in the case. A Council Bluffs man faces a 5-year prison term for his role in a burglary which occurred in Malvern last summer. According to the Omaha World-Herald, 31-year-old Miguel Martinez was sentenced Tuesday in Mills County District Court to 5 years in prison for attempted burglary. Prosecutors say Martinez was one of three people convicted as a result of an investigation into the incident, during which he was the ringleader of the trio and the one who breached a door when he was confronted by 66-year-old farmer Don Hopp during the August 17th incident. 19-year-old Patrick Hover, who prosecutors said was the wheelman, and 33-year-old Yosvani Galindo of Omaha pled guilty to charges of second-degree burglary and were given suspended prison sentences of 10 years each. Both were sentenced to 2 years of supervised probation. Hover was ordered to reside at a Council Bluffs halfway house. Prosecutors say the three men had been smoking methamphetamine in the countryside near Malvern when they hatched a plot to burglarize a nearby farmhouse. During the incident, Martinez was shot by Hopp, who said the shooting was an accident. He said he was outside of his home after confronting the burglars when he fell and the weapon discharged. In December, a grand jury decided not to indict Hopp. In an interview Monday at his Council Bluffs home, Martinez, who has a wife and 7 children, said he and the other two were only looking for a place to stay overnight. He told the paper, quote, "I just thought it was an abandoned house." Police officers in Shenandoah deployed a taser against a man Wednesday morning after he allegedly became combative. The Shenandoah PD said yesterday 28-year-old Seth Rogers was arrested on a charge of interference with official acts in connection with an alleged disturbance in the 300 block of South Iowa Street. Authorities say when Rogers allegedly became combative with officers Steve Mather and Nephi Jones, Mather deployed his taser and soon after took Rogers into custody. He was released from jail after posting a $300 bond. The Atlantic Police Department said yesterday that they'd cited two persons for failure to yield following investigations into two separate accidents which occurred Tuesday. Officials say at around 10 a.m., a vehicle driven by Sandra Mice of Lewis and Alan Gaines of Atlantic collided at the intersection of 10th and Plum Streets after Mice failed to yield to Gaines' vehicle. Mice was cited for failure to yield upon entering a highway. Damage from the accident amounted to $4,000. The second accident happened at around 1 p.m. Tuesday. Officials say Tiffany Hansen of Atlantic was cited for failure to yield while making a left turn after her vehicle collided with one driven by Marshall England of Audubon. That happened on Highway 6 or 7th Street at the intersection with Hospital Drive. Damage from the mishap amounted to $2,600. There were no injuries reported from either accident. A Pottawatomie County supervisor said he believes the repairs on the levee system north of Council Bluffs won't be ready before spring. Supervisor Scott Belt told the board on Tuesday that there's no way. The levees had about a dozen breaches during summer flooding on the Missouri River. County engineer John Rasmussen said that the Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, says in order for the county to get reimbursed for the repairs, the county has to prove ownership of the levees or show a record of maintenance. Neither can be done, so that request has been scrapped. The county is now turning its attention to developing a levee district to deal with the repairs. A report is expected next week. Iowa will receive $5.6 million in agricultural disaster funds to help farmers recover from flooding along the Missouri River. The funds were part of a $310 million in USDA funds announced Wednesday by U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack. About 200,000 acres of Iowa farmland were affected by last summer's Missouri River flooding. Officials say the aid will help to remove debris and sand left behind when the floodwaters receded. Rich Sims, a state conservationist with the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Des Moines, said one farmer spent $100,000 for a bulldozer to remove sand from 100 acres of land. He says the funds announced Wednesday may not seem like much, but it's only one part of a funding stream available to producers, and that every little bit helps. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, a Sioux City woman who claimed she was roughed up by police during an arrest has been convicted of assaulting an officer. 34-year-old DaCosta Daniels was found guilty on Tuesday, and she faces up to a year in jail. Footage from a patrol car's dashboard camera shows the officer struggling with Daniels as she was handcuffed on August the 8th after a traffic stop. On the tape, she is shown being punched in the side and put in a headlock. Police say an internal investigation found the officers had followed policies. Police say Daniels used profanities to answer an officer's questions and punched him in the head when he attempted to take her cell phone. Some Iowa lawmakers are concerned about details of the governor's education reform plan. During a House Education Subcommittee meeting Wednesday evening, lawmakers were particularly concerned about how teachers would be evaluated under the bill from Governor Terry Branstad. Representatives agreed that teachers should be evaluated annually, as the bill calls for, rather than the current minimum of every 3 years. But they questioned how administrators struggling to keep up with their workload would do that, and what those evaluations would consist of. The committee got to just four sections of the 17-section bill during the two-hour meeting. They'll continue discussion of the legislation on Monday morning. Committee Chairman Greg Forrestal, a Macedonia Republican, hopes to bring the bill before the full committee on February 15th. Taking a look at national news headlines this hour, the number of people seeking unemployment benefits plummeted last week. The Labor Department says weekly applications fell to 352,000. That's 50,000 less than a week before and the lowest level since April of 2008. The department spokesman cautions that this tends to be a volatile time of year for first-time claims, but applications consistently below 375,000 is usually a signal that hiring is strong enough to push down the unemployment rate. Rick Santorum may have won the Iowa caucuses instead of Mitt Romney, but voters may never know. Republican officials say the final count put Santorum ahead of Mitt Romney by 34 votes, but no winner will be declared because votes from eight precincts are missing. Right after the caucuses, it was announced that Romney had won by just eight votes. And Bank of America says it made $2 billion in the last 3 months of 2011. The sale of its stake in a Chinese bank and its debt offset losses and higher legal expenses in its mortgage business. Bank of America shares are almost 4% up in pre-market trading. News time is 8:10.
Shop Robinson's True Value Hardware, your oldest downtown hardware store in Atlantic. They've been providing the same dependable quality service and quality merchandise for over 70 years at the same location. So come down to Robinson's True Value for all of your hardware needs. They've got paint for any surface and hardware for any purpose. And for all of your shipping and packaging needs, they ship via UPS. That's Robinson True Value Hardware Store at 325 Chestnut in downtown Atlantic. Or give them a call at 243-4667.
In our funeral announcements, Audrey Andreessen, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Funeral services for Audrey Andreessen will be held today at 10 o'clock at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Frances Mae Hansen, age 94, of Exira, died Sunday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Frances Hansen will be held today at 10:30 at the Exira Christian Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Laura J. Blatt, age 89, of Buffalo Center and formerly of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Timely Mission Nursing Home in Buffalo Center. Funeral services for Laura Blatt will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Buffalo Center. The Winter Funeral Home of Buffalo Center has arrangements. Clyde David McMullen, age 90, of Stewart, died Monday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Clyde McMullen will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Dexter. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. And Gloria Eunice Klein, age 87, of Harlan, died Wednesday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Funeral services for Gloria Klein will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Little Sioux United Methodist Church in Little Sioux. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Robinson True Value Hardware, serving Southwest Iowa with the best hardware for over 70 years. There's more news on the web at KJAN.com. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.